You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, that was recorded very recently, this year in fact, Let's Dance. And I'm playing Vince because Frank Driggs was, up until very recently, he would go and trip the light fantastic at Sophia's every so often. And of course, Vince plays there Monday and Tuesday nights. And Frank Driggs was a person who was, he was there a lot. And supported the band, supported the music. So Let's Dance, certainly. I think that works for that observance. And I know Frank really did support Vince a lot, and we all should. And that goes without saying. So you know, Sophia's on the Hotel Edison every Monday and Tuesday. If you can get down there. It's a great evening, and it isn't going to break your bank account either if you can get down to New York. Maybe getting down to New York will break your bank account, but once you're there, you won't be spending that much at Sophia's. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we are playing a lot of stuff that Frank Driggs brought out on LP. And here from the Sound of New Orleans, the first disc, Volume 1, original Dixieland Jazz Band, and this was their first recording session. This was the Columbia recording session in January 1917, which wasn't issued until Victor discovered they had a hit. Then Columbia rushed their masters out to be made into records. So here's the Darktown Strutters Ball. Thank you.
Thank you.
Midway Dance Orchestra, 1923, from Sound of Chicago, House of David Blues. Good stuff there. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Before that, Mamie Smith Crazy Blues, 1920, The Sound of Harlem. And that, again, is a record that Pete was raving about. And Pete will hear his name spoken. And Pete was the one who interviewed Frank Driggs a few years ago. And I will, of course, replay that that interview, both on Live365, and I'll link to it. So my email listeners and other people may listen to that interview again. It's a wonderful interview. And Frank, you know, with a novice like Pete, and many of us are not totally versed in this music, he took his time and was, you know, gave a wonderful interview. And I'm so glad to have a recording of that. And before that, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Darktown Strutters Ball, from Sound of New Orleans, 1917, their Columbia session there, before probably the first January of 17. Lovely stuff. So this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we are observing the career and honoring Frank Driggs, who has left us, most unfortunately. And we have the Get Happy Band, so let's all get happy. This is a celebration, by the way. We're not mourning so much as celebrating everything that Frank Driggs did for us. In Harlem's Araby, 1925. Thank you. Bud Freeman and his orchestra. Great recording, amazing recording from 1928, Crazology, and that is a classic by any definition from Sound of Chicago. Also from Sound of Chicago, Carol Dickerson and his orchestra, which was issued on, I think, Argentinian Odeon, never in this country until it was put on LP, and that was Savoyager Stomp, 1928, and you can see why Louis Armstrong, who was basically the leader in there, why he had such an affinity for Guy Lombardo, because that it sounds like his band. And there's no, yes, Zooty and Pops went down and hung out with Guy and Liebert one day. It was a very, very interesting story. But worth recounting, perhaps some other time. Before that, the Get Happy Band in Harlem's Araby, 1925, The Sound of Harlem, and those were all produced by Frank Driggs, who we will miss. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and this is a recording of this song I have never heard before. Sophie Tucker in 1927. This was an unissued recording, and there's an allusion to another song, which is Way Back When. And I've got that on the hard drive. I might deploy that soon, too. But that being said, here is an unusual recording of Some of These Days.
Life is a book, so they say, of records on each page. I turned my first leaf when I went upon the stage. The road was rough and it was tough, especially for a girl alone. Heartache, sighing, nights of crying. For my folks at home, why I remember. Way back when, I was a young Connecticut lass. I was just as green as grass, had lots of nerve, no class. And the men I met then, they were some sweet bunch. Said a star they'd make me. Right away they tried to date me, but I had a Yiddish hunch. Then there came a day for a job with pay. I wondered if I'd make it. Only 20 beans, but when you're broke it seems a fortune, and you take it. And then there came along one fine song. I hope you'll never forget to remember me. When you some of these days, you'll be so lonely. Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey. When I'm far away, I feel so lonely. For you only, 'cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mama. Some of these days, some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. Said I feel so lonely for you only, 'cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mama. Some of these days. Thank you.
a fickle age, with flirting all the rage. Here is one bird with self-control, happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, thumbs down on all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care.
Have a good time, and that ain't all. Wow! Round the corner at the hole in the wall. Round the corner at the hole in the wall. Oh, goodbye, blue. I'm through with you. Oh, goodbye, blue. I'm through with you. Last night I told my wife I'd be a nasty man the rest of my life. So goodbye, blue. I'm through with you. don't ask no question. The stuff's good, it ain't gonna hurt you. Don't be no fool, don't act so dense. I know where you can get it for 50 cents. Right up the alley and down the line. I've got the nickel, who's got the dime? Have a good time, and that ain't all. Round the corner at the hole in the wall. Where? Round the corner at the hole in the wall. Yeah, yeah. Acha, acha, hey.
Frankie Half Pint Jackson and his Hot Shots, 15 Cents, 1933. And they're hot. Yes, from Sound of Chicago. Before that, Seeger Ellis, Ain't Misbehavin', and Louis Armstrong. Louis, I should say, is on there. He didn't, Louis, he would have, anything you called him, Satchmo or Dipper Mouth, whatever, he was Pops, anything. But Louis is what he preferred. Ain't Misbehavin', 1929. And that was from original Sounds of the 20s, as was Sophie Tucker singing Some of These Days from 1927. This is Radiola. I am Andy Sr., and I'm playing from many, many compilations that I have accumulated over however many years. And they all have one thing in common. They were produced by Frank Driggs, who died this week at the age of 81, and he was indispensable. He was irreplaceable, and so we have to honor him and everything he did for us. He produced Sound of New Orleans, and here is Louis Russell and his orchestra with Louisiana Swing, and the cornetist, the trumpeter, I should say, on here is Henry Allen.
Thank you.
The Three Peppers, which was an unusual little group, kind of along the lines of the Three Keys and some other ones that were out there. Toy Wilson was the pianist on there. Serenade in the Night, 1937, and Hot Stuff. Before that, Roy Palmer leading the Alabama Rascals, Dirty Dozen's Cousins, 1932, from Sound of Chicago. And Three Peppers was from Swing Street, which was a compilation also produced by Frank Driggs, although the copy I have doesn't have his name on it, which is a glaring omission and ought to be mentioned that he did, in fact, bring those out in the early 60s. Before that, Louis Russell and Louisiana Swing, 1929, Sound of New Orleans. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm giving Frank Driggs his due. For all he did. After he worked with Columbia, he went to work with RCA and produced many, if not all, of the Bluebird series of reissues that are indispensable. Benny Goodman and his orchestra. I didn't play Hooray for Love, but I will play this, Hunkadola, which was the first side Benny recorded for Victor in 1935, and it's on the complete Benny Goodman on Bluebird, and this is off the LP. Here's Benny.
Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart lies there. It's a long, long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest boy I know. That's why I'm dusting Piccadilly and I'm brushing Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart lies there.
Why don't you hike the pike to Tipperary? You got a long ways to go. Why don't you take a long bath to Tipperary? To the sweetest man you know.
Ella Logan and the Spirits of Rhythm, another one from Swing Street. It's a Long Way to Tipperary from 1941, and that's a hot stuff. Leo Watson, of course, in there with the Spirits of Rhythm. But Ella can, you know, for someone from Scotland, she could swing pretty well there. No doubt. Good stuff. Lots of fun. That was unissued, by the way, until Swing Street. Before that, also produced by Frank Driggs, was the complete Benny Goodman, the complete everyone else too on Bluebird, and we have that album, a few others which we couldn't quite lay hands on for this show, but they're in there somewhere. Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Hunkadola from 1935. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I am so glad to be able to present to you this music, which was from albums, compilations produced by Frank Driggs, who has died at the age of 81. And I've said he will be missed, and he certainly will. There's nothing else I can say. And please do check out the interview with Pete Bianco, and you will really enjoy that. This is Radiola, and we're going to finish. I'm Andy Senior, if I haven't said that already about 8 times. With Lee Sims, and I love Lee Sims, great piano player, and I try to find everything I can by him. This was from something I hadn't heard before, 1933. Here's Lee Sims and Charles Campbell, I believe, on the trombone with Home on the Range.